Bensington Society. This month's meeting started earlier than usual to accommodate the AGM for 2025. It was attended by 85 members and 3 visitors. In her report, the chair noted that the society is in good heart and in a comfortable financial position, with the highest number of members for some years, and an active committee that quietly works behind the scenes to ensure that everything runs smoothly. Friday meetings have generally been well attended, with an interesting range of speakers, a good supper, and a well-managed bar. After several years without outings, the boat trip last year was a great success, and an outing to Forley Railway and Museum is being arranged for the summer. The History Group have continued their valuable work in cataloguing and developing the village archive, as well as responding to many requests for information by people wanting to establish or verify their family links to Benson. For the coming year, Fenella Galpin remains as the chair, with Anne Wright as secretary, David Rees-Davies as membership secretary, and Ken Blake as treasurer, supported by other committee members. The key vote of the meeting was the unanimous support for the committee's recommendation to register as a charitable incorporated organisation, a CIO, with the Charity Commission. As required and with legal help, a draft constitution has been drawn up, and when the remaining queries have been resolved, the constitution will be circulated, and a short general meeting will be held to approve it, elect trustees for the CIO, and begin the process of registration. To find out more about joining the society, please email bensingtonsociety@gmail.com. Membership is only £12 per person per year. After the AGM, our talk, Recording Britain, was given by Graham Twemlow. We have been fortunate to have Graham speak to the Society 3 times over the last few years, with his wealth of knowledge about design history and decorative arts. His talk about Recording Britain shared the story of a project to celebrate the country's natural beauty and architectural heritage. The project, initiated by Sir Kenneth Clarke, who was then director of the National Gallery, was a significant artistic initiative launched in 1940 to document British landscapes and architecture threatened by World War II. It provided employment for artists during a time of economic uncertainty, and the project resulted in over 1,500 watercolours and drawings by notable artists such as John Piper and Barbara Jones. Sir Kenneth Clarke believed that while photography could capture facts, art could convey the spirit of a place. Thus, watercolours were chosen as the primary medium, as they were seen as quintessentially British and capable of capturing the atmosphere of the landscapes. As well as documenting the physical appearance of places, they also, of course, reflect the cultural and emotional landscape of Britain during the war. The works were widely exhibited during the war years and later donated to the V&A Museum in 1949, where they can still be viewed today. Over the years, various books of the works have been published. I will report on the March talk next month. And so onwards with 2026, a year I would imagine we would all like to have started better, no matter which part of the political divide we sit. Our April talk was scheduled to be a Victorian Scottish female writer, Felicia Skeen. She might not be very well known today, but in her time she was an important figure in the prison reform movement and worked tirelessly to improve the conditions of the poor and neglected, particularly during the 1854 cholera outbreak in Oxford. We've subsequently heard that the speaker will be unable to present this talk as planned, but I look forward to seeing you there on the 24th for a speaker as yet unknown, and that's from David McGill.